I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it. If you've ever thought that, felt that, that's what I want to talk about today. What simple things can we do when we're in that place of, what is wrong with me? I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, and the whole purpose of this series is to help you take just a couple minutes out of your day to make sure that you're doing a little bit better than you did yesterday. No matter what happens, no matter what you're up against, you can make a choice to get a win in the win column, even if it's only one. I talk to a lot of people who reach out and say, Elizabeth, I know exactly what to do. I'm just not doing it. And if we're not really intentional, we can stay in that place for a while. Months, years, decades. There's a lot of people who just stay in this place of learning more and learning more and learning more and learning more. And then they feel the pile up of ever increasing expectations they put on themselves and no behavioral matchup to those expectations. So I wanted to share with you today just a couple of simple responses when you notice that place, that pattern of, I know what to do, but I'm not doing it. Is there a small piece of it that I'm willing to do? For example, let's say that you know you should be strength training and you're just not doing it. Hey, can you do 5 bodyweight squats before you brush your teeth? Can you do 10 bodyweight squats while the microwave is going as you heat up your lunch? There is always a small piece that you can do. Just yesterday, for example, it was a Sunday. I'm recording this on a Monday. It was a Sunday and I hadn't worked out that weekend. There was a bunch of things going on. My husband had golf and rugby and all sorts of different things. So I was largely solo with the kids. And while I was in my office, I was waiting for a file to download and I grabbed a pair of dumbbells and I just lifted for, I don't know, 3-4 minutes. Is that a full-blown workout? No, it is not. But when we're in this place of like, I'm just not doing it, do something, do a small piece. There is no piece too small. One of the stories I tell my clients all the time is about this study with people who were flossing their teeth. And there was 2 groups of people. And to one group, they said, hey, every day, floss all your teeth. And to the other group of people, they said, hey, every day, all I need you to do is floss one tooth. Well, the group that was told to just floss one tooth was dramatically more successful at not just flossing a tooth, at flossing all of their teeth. Because it was really that initial activation energy, that getting started energy. And when they felt like they had to floss their whole mouth, that felt like more activation energy than they had. But doing something really small, like flossing one tooth, got them in action enough that not only did they floss one tooth, they flossed all their teeth. So look to lower that activation energy. If you feel like, I know I should be eating better, but every day I'm just not. Hey, is there a small improvement that you can make? I share all the time about how when I was regularly binging and would buy pints of ice cream and eat the whole thing, I would start by just taking a spoonful and putting it down the garbage disposal before I dove in. I hardly even missed it, but it was an incremental improvement that I could then build upon. So what I challenge you to do, if you're in this place of, I know what to do, but I'm not doing it, ask yourself, what is the smallest step that I can commit to making? And then the second thing, and this is one of these life hacks, and I tell this to my clients daily, I tell this to my own children daily, successful people ask for help. Putting it out there and extending your hand for somebody to help you, whether it's a coach, it's a mentor, it's a friend, is an incredibly powerful step. Do not underestimate the power of asking for help. Look for the incremental improvement you can make and extend your hand and ask for help.